Hello. So, PG Statvis, from the name, I think you can understand that it's probably something to do with Postgres. And it is. It is a new Postgres extension and utility pair. So it comes with its own tool that you use outside of Postgres. It's minimalist. We'll get into that in a moment. It only does the thing it's supposed to do, and it doesn't touch anything else on the system that it's not supposed to. And the purpose of PG Statvis is time series analysis and visualization. That's the vis part of Postgres internal statistics. That's the stat part. So Postgres internally keeps its own statistics. They are cumulative and dynamic statistics, right? So you get like number of buffers written is a cumulative statistic that keeps going up. You also have dynamic statistics like PG stat activity that tells you what's happening inside your Postgres server at that moment in time. So if you take snapshots of these statistics internally from within Postgres and you perform time series analysis on them, you can gain insights into how your server is behaving. So this utility that comes with PG Statvis extension can produce visualizations for selected time ranges on the stored snapshots that are inside the database. So you can, for example, take snapshots of your server every 15 minutes during the course of a day, and then analyze it over 24 hours to see what your peak times were and what was happening inside the server at that time. I wouldn't recommend taking snapshots more frequently than a minute. And it's easy to see why. You have too many snapshots, it's harder to see the bigger picture, maybe. So the reason for all of this is you want to track your performance over time, and potentially you can perform troubleshooting on why your server is not behaving the way you expect it to, and additional tuning. So, minimalist. This